are now listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. And we're going to do it.
Continue to like obfuscate the truth, but is it clear? So many people are brainwashed at this point from the narrative that it doesn't matter what truth or what information we put before them, they cannot see what is impossible for them to see.
There's a great deal of truth in what you say there, right? That the mind control is so deep and it's so inculcated to the very cells that these people are willing to accept the procedure and end up being self-exterminating.
Self-exterminating.
We can't save them. We can try. There are some that can still be awakened as we go forward, but we're at that point where you could say the sort of the battle lines have hardened. People are choosing sides.
Oh, I've been seeing it. Oh, Cliff High in conversation with Jay Campbell. And if y'all don't think we in the middle of a serious spiritual war, hey man, you've been sleeping.
Spiritually, if not physically,
and
right?
Physically,
you vibrate to it, or you I don't want to listen to that, you know, that sort of thing, right? And when you have those people with the no, they've got these barriers that have been placed in their minds. And those barriers have been put in there over a very long time by the mainstream media, who are, in my mind, very culpable in all of this.
Right.
So it's a very strange war, right? And it is an information war, but still people will be dying in ways, in numbers that we've not yet seen on this planet.
Do you get that? Do you get that? Now, I said spiritual war, but it is a literal one. They're trying to put people down, and it just might work.
If those numbers that they're giving now are accurate. So I don't trust anything coming out of the mainstream media. If they say any number of people are vaccinated in the United States or any of that, I don't trust their number.
Right.
And even if they were being honest in their reporting, they could not know simply because of the way that data gathering goes at this stage. It's always very loose in terms of, you know, what you're reporting up chain, right, until you get it firm. So. And then we've got all these people that are wising up after the first one and not getting in it on the second one, but they're still being counted as being in that cohort of having committed to it and so on. And so there is this huge fog of war all over us now, even in the bright light of the day, and it is obscuring all of our thinking. Many of the people whose thinking is obscured have had specific psychological tools used to create specific psychological barriers. It is those barriers that they're having difficulty overcoming. And so you know when you run into these individuals, because their basic response to anything is denial, right? They deny you, they demonize you for bringing information they don't want to see. They want to do violence to you because you are doing it, the microaggression of using words that disturb their ideology. And that's really what's going on there, right? So they've built barriers that are fragile, and they want to protect those barriers with actual physical violence to protect the barriers within their mind. The good news, in a sense, it's sad, but the good news of all of this is that in the act of winning this war, we know that those people that are supporting and aiding the enemy as useful idiots will be dead. They will not be a problem for us this time next year.
Cliff high! Breaking it on down!
Well, so let me ask you, let's go deeper on that, because my assumption, and again, you know, like you, we talked to very smart people. You know, my business partner is a guy who helped design mRNA vaccines, you know, Nick Anders, of course, you know, and, you know, he told people about the spike protein stuff back in November, you know, and I know going back last year, you were saying it too. We did a couple of shows together. We talked about it. But I mean, Cliff, the reality is it, and it's a question for you, are they, meaning the dark side, whoever they might be, are they going to get to a point within, say, 2 to 5 months from now, when people start keeling over, obviously, due to the V, and not these fake, nonsensical, mutated variant things that they scream at us, are they going to blame us, the unwashed, you know, the non-V'd? Is that where it's going? I mean, do you see
it? They're going to try that, but here's the problem, okay? The science is already out there.
Right.
You cannot have a variant come off of a person that has not had the shot.
Exactly.
Okay, so the people that are not, that don't have the shot can in no way produce a variant that's going to impact the people with the shot. Their narrative is breaking down. When it breaks down, it's breaking down right now. Yes, they're trying to demonize, they're trying to split the society, it's an apartheid.
Right.
And the, basically, they want us to be wearing Den Judenpost. Okay, the little star on the arm, right? Okay, because we don't have their shot, and so that shot takes the place of that. So, but in any event, the narrative breakdown is chaotic. So they will not be able to maintain a uniform social engineering stance within the society that will support that. It's already breaking down now, in spite of the fact that they're just now rolling out that campaign. And so they have yet to put their maximum energy into it, and yet it's already failed. So they're running into some serious problems. I just posted a tweet with a short video of police in Argentina being stumped. And these, you know, you kill people with stones at that level, right? There was probably that one guy was probably quite dead or severely brain damaged. And we are rapidly approaching that particular precipice where it will become necessary that the people become dynamic in their protest, not simply recipients of police action, of deep state action. When this occurs, it's my hope that we can do it nonviolently. It's ever so much more scary if we were to go and capture all of those police and tie them up rather than stone them into submission, right? The stoning is brutal and violent. It gets the point across to the police, and it shows our anger, and it demonstrates who we are to the rest of the populace. But it could be very much more effective to just capture them, literally capture them, take the blows like Gandhi took the blows, and just overwhelm them anyway, capture them, remove all of their gear from them, and then what are they? They are us. Right? Exactly. That's all you have to do is take that black gear off of them, and they are us, and they're no longer a threat to anyone. Stripping away like that, that physical act of stripping off their body armor, capturing and stripping off their body armor in public, and then releasing them, that sends a message to the people we're actually fighting that will scare the hell out of them. Washington State, and 2 days ago they shut down a warehouse over here in Lewis County, about 90 or 100 miles from me. That warehouse supplies 828 grocery stores in Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho. The majority of these stores are in Washington. The majority of them, the major impact is in Western Washington. And so we've been notified by our local store, which now bear in mind, I'm way out anyway, right? We're a big rural area, and I got to drive 40 miles each way to get food. And so I've been told by that store, don't bother showing up if you want any of these kind of things, because we won't have them. And this whole thing was done on the phony PCR test, okay, because they have no illness in the warehouse that caused the state to shut them down. The reason that they did it was because our governor, who did not win legitimately, we know that now, he was part of the fraud, he is intent on following the Marxist takeover plan for the U.S., which is to crush our supply chains through any and all means necessary. So they're using basically paperwork to shut everything down everywhere they can. And now they're running into the resistance. So I don't know how it's going to go for us in this state, but I consider myself to be living in basically like France in 1944 or 45. We're occupied. The resistance is forming. Things are really starting to becoming dynamic, and hopefully we don't have to do any physical infrastructure damage to correct this. But our court system here in Washington State is even more captured than nationally. And so I doubt we'll ever get to the point where we can have an audit and thus start causing legal problems to them. Bear in mind that the thing that supports the cobble is three legs: a military, the judicial, and the media.
Right.
The military is uncertain in the United States. They cannot count on the United States military for what they want. That's why they're really hammering it with this CRT and all of that.
Right.
And things are not working for them. So all they really have are the media and the judicial. And once the media
is going down, the media is going down.
Is gone. Then the judicial is exposed as being corrupt, and so it should fall fairly quick thereafter. But that is their mainstay of correct authority. And so there will be a lot of people that will follow the judiciary, and will take a long time before they see that the judiciary is a tool being used against them. Hopefully it won't take that within the rest of the United States, but I suspect that, you know, we may be one of the last states to be liberated.
Yeah, and obviously I'm in California, also in occupied territory. Thank you.
Wow.
It's a little bit weird. It's a little bit wild, but that is wild. And we are back.
Terry
Hatcher voice in Seinfeld. By the way, they're real and they're fantastic. Remember that?
That shallow motherfucking jerk. Social bad piece of shit. He just made people laugh back then. That's the fucked up thing used to be. But that being said, there even was now. Not for long, you know.
How much of the experimentation, the gene therapy, how much of it is actually Cliff Russian roulette itself? Meaning that not everybody who gets the quote-unquote mRNA is actually getting anything but a saline or a sugar push, so that they are continuing to experiment on the population.
They're continuing to change the mixture. They initially put out some saline so that people wouldn't start dropping right away.
Exactly.
They get more of the herd in, sort of the Judas goat approach.
Right.
But now we also have something else intruding in there. You were mentioning Thailand. I've got friends in Thailand and Malaysia that are saying that in their areas, none of the doctors are actually administering any vaccine. They're simply handing out paperwork and telling the people to get along.
Oh, they're doing something right by the folks in Thailand. The doctors are...
Wow.
Okay, so we've got what I call wootage, right? We're throwing the woo at the thing. And so we're obscuring to the deep state the way that they used to obscure to us. And so there are people that are doing this all around the planet. So now we're going to get into the area where it's going to be really interesting, because the fog of war is going to intrude on both sides. Because we will have administrations, the Kabbalists say, wow, hooray, this country's 97% vaccinated. And 97% of the people have the paper, but how many of them actually have anything that was ever
admitted? A quarter of it, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and so they won't get the response that they're expecting to get. Now, so look at what's happening in Israel at the moment. Israel, Gibraltar, Greenland, these areas were high...
90% bead.
Correct. And low population. So, and also the population has a tendency to be relatively narrow in phenotypes, right? So we have a good description of this versus that kind of human. And not other kinds of humans, but this kind of human, what happens. And so we're seeing terrible things happen to these small countries. And the good news is that lots and lots of people are seeing this. Now, they won't be able to push their lockdown nor their vax anymore, the pass, because now it's coming out that not only cannot the free and natural human generate a variant, but also variants are not more transmissible.
Right.
But they're lying about that word, okay?
Thank you.
we're getting really close on this, but the narrative has to break down further before we can start seeing all of this bust out, and things will not go back to normal. Everybody has to understand that, okay? I am not one of those people that says that, you know, as of October 1, it'll all be good and we're back to normal.
Right, right.
I suspect that we'll have many, many airlines shut down. I suspect that in 2 years from now, flying will be a great privilege, simply because we'll have so few pilots and so few things everywhere. We're going to lose, if we were to look at it this way, they've got, they say, 2 billion people contaminated with this product to some degree. I suspect that at least half of those are going to go. And it's going to take a lot of us in there going, because they're going to need a lot of care.
There's 1 billion people dropping dead.
And in the meantime, we're going to be going through this war, where we're going to be busting out the information war into the open, and everything's going to get chaotic, and stuff is going to break down, systems are going to break down, and there will be a great deal of suffering, even though we have won at that point.
I'm 100% agree with you. And listen, I've traveled a lot in the last month, and the airlines are already in shambles. Flights are canceled. Multiple flights are canceled. They don't have crews. They don't have work crews. They're short stewardesses and airline attendants. The whole thing is becoming a fiasco. You know, Nick, my partner, just flew out of here Friday night from San Diego. He flew in on Tuesday. And, you know, you're waiting an hour, 20 minutes to get your bags, you know, to come up on the... Everything is already starting to break down. So I'm with you 100%. Let's talk a little bit about it. And I know it's very difficult because this is not a kinetic war. From a timeline perspective, like, what do you see over the next, say, 3 to 6 months as far as food, you know, shortages, you know, people having to truly rely upon themselves, and you know, throw in there maybe to talk a little bit about the financial system, because we haven't talked about that, but where are we in that?
Yeah. Okay. So at the core of the enemy is the banksters. And so the banking system, as we understand it now, will be a natural casualty of what we're going, of this war. So it's already coming unglued. It is, in my opinion, because I can't give financial advice. I've got to be very careful because I'm under surveillance and they'll come and snatch me away because they don't like me. But in my opinion, it would be safest if you had any form of wealth, which is calories that you want to store forward into the future,
right,
that you get it out of the banking system to do so, because the banking system and fiat currencies are unstable. This would imply cryptos, this would imply gold or silver coins, this would imply buying food now that you can get hold of. I'm all for that, because we are indeed entering into shortages, as I am experiencing here.
Right.
So now I have to go on a shopping expedition tomorrow. And instead of 80 miles, it'll likely be 160 miles round trip and some amount there. And that this will be the way of my life for some period of time, right? And so so it's starting to, and I'm not alone, you know. Millions of people in my state are in this same situation. And it's going to get this way all across the United States. The enemy class has no path to surrender. All right, so in World War II, Hitler could have surrendered and they would have chopped his head off or whatever, right? He could have surrendered at any time. And in fact, we see that the Japanese emperor did surrender. And there was a path to nonviolence from that point forward. In this information war, we do not have that path at this stage. And so we want to avoid a path that takes us into violence. And even within the violence, there is no path for the enemy class to surrender. The reason that there is this because it's not nation states, okay? We are looking at a global rebellion against the idea of kingdom,
right?
Of single sorts of power, of dictatorships anywhere telling humans what to do. And so the people that would occupy those positions and would occupy the supporting positions feel their lives to be in danger, which they are, because there is nowhere for them to go.
That's right.
There will be no country that will accept them as refugees. There is simply, they could leave the planet if they could leave the planet, and that would satisfy all of humanity. If we could see them flying away, we wouldn't have to kill them. But as of this stage in this war, their perception is quite accurate. The things they have done to us have no state of forgiveness that I can find in me. And I'm certain that there are other people that would also agree that they cannot find within themselves the ability to forgive our enemy for what they have done. And so that presents all of us with the ultimate challenge, with a challenge of such moral depth that it will occupy all of the rest of our lives. I suspect that, and I'm just guessing, I suspect that there's probably fewer than 3 million people on the planet that occupy the powers that be category.
Right.
And they're supporting 3,000 to 5,000 hardcore elitists. And so our goal is the displacement of those people. If they had the capacity to leave this planet, they would be well advised to do so.
Right.
I don't believe that to be the case, right? I think they were seeking that, but I don't believe that to be the case. And so I think that the worst part of the war is ahead of us. But the good news is that the minute that that war breaks out in visibility to the normies, we win,
right.
even though we know that we then have to do the suffering.
Again, I'm 100% agreement. Okay, so from the time...
Cliff High in conversation with Jay Campbell.
Thank you.
on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m.
Bizarre polarization between the two sides is obviously getting wider and wider. You see some of the hysteria coming from the liberal left. It's mind-blowing. Talking about Alex Jones, he often manages to catalogue some of the most bizarre. And you have to wonder, what's happening? Why are these two polar opposites diverging so drastically? Is there something far more nefarious going on here? You mentioned clones, and I go back to your book Rebel Gene, and you talked about Paul.
Rebel Gene by Kerry Cassidy, in conversation with Chaz Farrell.
La Violette spoke of the energy wave that is one of the doomsday prophecies that could affect our planet, and you mentioned that that wave could actually be an AI energy wave. Are we in that energy wave? Is it diverging different parts of our society, or is there something else going on?
Well, I think that's an interesting interpretation. It's called the super wave, actually. When I interviewed Paul LaViolette, he wasn't actually sure when it was really going to start hitting the Earth back in those days. And he even claims that because of my interview, he was targeted with cancer, a form of cancer that he's actually having to deal with to this day, if I understand it correctly. Very sadly, I don't know if that's really literally what happened, but it's not, it wouldn't be out of the question. Now, the super wave, in theory, could have erupted at a certain point. And I think since then, which this isn't going back many years, I think he has announced that there's something going on there, that we're getting the impact of something. Maybe it's a supernova, whatever it is. We're going through a certain area of space. It's said that we're merging with the Sagittarius galaxy, I understand, or constellation, and so on. So there's no doubt that we've felt the energy coming at the planet, and what's happening here is the humans are part of it. So we're all part of that wave. Our energy is bonded with the waves here, and we also generate our own scalar waves, which a lot of people don't realize, so that we have abilities that we don't even tap into with respect to that. But especially, you know, you can look at the COVID thing. Now, why did they want you to cover your mouth and you know, your face, really half your face? Why did they want you to, they wanted you to shut up. They wanted to stop you communicating. They wanted you to stop touching each other. They wanted to break up the field of resonance between humans. Why? Because the energetics of the Earth is rising exponentially. So it's kind of like they can't keep it. I liken it to, a beach ball, you know, thrown in a pool. And then you try to push it down with your hand. And every time you push it down, it bounces up higher. So that's really what consciousness on planet Earth is doing. And as a consequence, you know, you understand we're connected. And we're more aware than ever that we are connected. And the internet contributed to that. That's the good side of the internet. And even what's happening now. So you could say that the negative, I always like to say that the negative informs and serves the positive. So what happens is when you get a negative greeting, as some people call it, or you get a challenge thrown at you as a people, then you rise above it. You have to meet it and rise above it, right? That's how we are, and that's the way we're built. So right now, humans, some of us, you know, it's like, yeah, you're saying polarization. That's because each side is also more bonded within each side. So we are compatriots. We're more aware of our fellow, compatriots than ever, right? So this movement, and it's a movement, and each side has its movement, right? Each side is backing whatever they're backing, but they're strong within that, I would say, a very strong bonding going on the human level. COVID did not stop that. If anything, it strengthened it, and there's some evidence to prove that. In other words, we're stronger than ever. The fact that they tried to censor us, again, pushing the ball, the beach ball, into the water by censor, right? Just the will to be heard, the will to bond, the will to get it, our message out to the people became even stronger. So
can't keep the truth down. No, sorry. That's Kerry Cassidy. More on that later.
I'm one step ahead of everything, so much faster than the speed of light. I come with my high force, make everything really all right. So I ain't got nothing to worry about. I do it right by the light. Everything, don't you know I do? The cosmic right thing. As a rope on a bus set label, because I am able to see the truth. You know what I got to do, me, and I know how the message got to.
Thank you.
good and bad, you know what I'm saying? We're dealing with a very challenging situation here on planet Earth. And that involves, you know, a nano AI linking to the, you know, to a Borg mentality. And then a good portion of humanity, I'm not sure the exact number. Okay, again.
Hey, man, a lot of folks already hooked up to the Borg. They've been hooked up to the Borg with their devices since the early days of the interwebs cybertized mind virus.
And is it 50%, would you say, in the United States? I don't know if they're banding about that number.
Who got the
you can't believe the numbers.
Yeah, I suspect that they're like the numbers of people that supposedly died of COVID. I wouldn't be surprised if they're artificially inflating those numbers to give sure. the unvaccinated.
And they're known to do that for sure all the time. So maybe that isn't. I hope that would be great, wouldn't it? If
yes.
that was an overinflated number. But regardless of how you look at it, the bottom line is, and the truth is coming out, you know. Planes are actually having to be grounded because pilots are getting the vaccine and then getting sick from the vaccine. You know what I mean? So, and this is was true. I mean, there is no variant, really, for all intents and purposes. India claims there's no variant there. Nepal, they tried to pin a variant on Nepal, and the government of Nepal very bravely came forward and said, there's no variant here. You know, we're fighting the same thing everyone's fighting. So what they're trying to do is extend it in any way they can, this fallacy, which was never true to begin with. You know, again, if you look at the death toll and you compare this year to the previous years, even to the previous 10 years, this is one of the lowest death tolls in the last 10 years, not one of the highest. It's not even close to one of the highest.
I have to compliment you on the report that you did after the tragic death of Mark McCandlish. You put together a good page, and I think you reviewed it and updated it. You had some very good links there, and that was really well done. I had a lot of time.
Thank you. I also had a show on. I has also did a show on that. You know, as you.
All right. Yes. With.
I didn't get to see it.
Bob
Morningstar.
Yeah, Robert Morningstar.
Robert Morningstar. Sorry, I couldn't remember his first name.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Good.